Examining a pinto bean-sized bone fragment, the scientists thought she was analyzing an ancient bear bone.
We have a sort of a long-standing project working on bear bones from these caves.
Charlotte Lundquist is an associate professor of biology at the State University of New York at Buffalo. Caves dot all over the Alexander Archipelago in southeast Alaska. The fragment of leg bone came from a cave on the mainland, just east of Wrangell Island. The cave is a marble tube about the length of a standard swimming pool.
And this DNA, when we were looking at it and analyzing it, we realized this is not bear DNA.
Lundquist and her colleagues realized the bone was from a dog and published their findings in a scientific journal in February. Turns out the dog lived around 10,000 years ago.
That is among the oldest dog remains that we have from North America.
Ancient dog remains are a rare discovery on their own, but Lundquist explains that the location is also part of what makes this identification so exciting. To understand why, we need to look back to the Ice Age, which ended about 10,000 years ago.
During the Ice Age, pretty much most of North America was completely covered in these two big ice sheets. So pretty much there was no contact north and south of the ice sheet.
Basically, a band of ice across Canada and the northern United States prevented the people living in northern Beringia, what is now Alaska, from moving south into what's now the lower 48.
There has been this long-standing hypothesis that as soon as these two ice sheets started melting, it opened up sort of a continental inland corridor. I mean, if you have seen the Disney movie, right, Ice Age, that's sort of what is displayed in that movie there. But more and more, we start to believe that the coast probably started melting earlier and became viable earlier than this inland corridor.
And as the adage goes, a dog is a man's best friend.
Finding a dog on the coast can also tell us a lot about not just the migration and where dogs have been, but then, of course, also of humans, because the dogs, they followed the humans and were alongside humans.
Human remains and tools from various points in ancient history have been found in the same cave off Wrangell Island. The dog bone was collected in the late 1990s by a now-retired earth science professor at the University of South Dakota, Timothy Heaton.
Back in the late 90s and early 2000s, he did multiple trips and excavated bones from a number of caves in southeast Alaska.
The 50,000-odd bones now reside in the collections of the Museum of the North in Fairbanks. The piece of dog femur may be tiny, but it could yield Lundquist a lot of information.
For now, we have just isolated the DNA from the mitochondrion in this bone, and that is inherited from the mother. So it only tells us actually the maternal history of this dog. So if we can, from this tiny little bone that we have left, get some nuclear DNA, DNA from the genome, we might be able to get more deeper insights into the history of this particular dog and the history of New World dogs.
She says she hopes for other discoveries in the thousands of bones from southeast Alaska caves that are left to analyze.
I'm sure it's not the last, and it will be exciting as we hopefully will find the older remains as well.
The cave off Wrangell Island has only been partially excavated. That's because it's a heritage site protected by federal law. Human remains from the site have been repatriated to Wrangell's Tlingit tribe, the Wrangell Cooperative Association, under the Native American Graves Protection and Repatriation Act. In Wrangell, I'm Sage Smiley.